Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Look, we talked about in the last half hour, I mean, these numbers are chilling. What's happening with the economy is chilling. What's happening on the world stage is chilling. You know, things are collapsing. It's Afghanistan is a disaster. Taiwan and China are a disaster. You know, Russia gets Nord Stream 2 and we're firing Keystone XL pipeline workers that get paid a lot of money, high paying specialty career jobs. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, many of those jobs lost just with the stroke of a pen. And then you look at, okay, well, now a headline on Yahoo Finance, steaks could soon become a champagne-like luxury. You know, out-of-stock items are plaguing grocery delivery services. They can't get, you know, with now with the supply chain hiccups that nobody's fixing, we literally have ships waiting ashore for weeks, if not months, to unload the goods and services that we take for granted are going to be in our stores every day. I mean, the component shortage for automobiles and boats and equipment, it is ruining even the farming industry, for example. Global food prices now at their highest level in a decade. The cost of meat, poultry, fish, eggs in the U.S. is up nearly 20%. Walmart, Costco now forced to limit toilet paper sales. Toy companies telling parents that kids are not going to have their Christmas gifts in time because of the backlog at ports and rail yards and roads. I mean, then you have the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, saying it's also frustrating to see the bottlenecks and problems are not getting better. Gee, you think they're not getting better? I mean, regulations on the trucking industry have now driven supply chain issues further. Oil prices now up above $80 a barrel. Natural gas prices are setting records of time. You feel it every time you go to the pump. Everything you buy that is delivered by a truck, you're paying more for. That's pretty much everything you buy, period. Inflation across the board. You know, now we're getting lectures by Heinz, that their CEO, that you better get ready for higher prices because this is now the future. Now you're getting one article after another from the Wall Street Journal to Zero Hedge. To The Guardian, to Axios, all warning about stagflation. If you haven't lived through the 70s, trust me, it's bad. You know, America's broken supply chain, it's impacting everybody. Now we have Walmart, Costco, Home Depot. They're resorting to private charters to keep their store shelves stocked and ready to go to take care of their customers. I got to give them a lot of credit for doing that. The shortage of gasoline and energy worldwide, that's worsening as well. By the way, self-inflicted by Biden. Supply and demand crisscross and dictate the price of everything. We have now artificially reduced the world supply. Well, you don't need an MIT degree or Harvard Business School degree to figure out, oh, you artificially reduced, you know, America's energy independence. Now we're dependent. The demand remains constant. You've taken a big chunk of the world supply off the world market. Now prices are soaring. I mean, it's all of this is here to stay. But don't worry, they're going to want to look at your domestic terrorism tendencies if you go to a school board meeting because you don't like some of the curriculum or the draconian COVID measures that are being used against kids. $600 IRU, every transaction, $600 Biden's IRS. They'll be monitoring everything you spend, everything you do, every penny you take out. This is going to be a recession, likely worse if this happens. Cotton, I know you don't think a lot about cotton, but it just hit a 10-year high. How is that? And why would Joe Biden give Putin a waiver for his pipeline? Why are we making Russia rich again as he provides the lifeblood of the world's economy to our Western European allies? We should be providing that. Anyway, Joe Concha is here. He's talked about this and a lot more, but like the candidate protection program, the media protects Joe Biden, all things Biden. What's up, sir?
It's amazing, right? Imagine if he had the same press, Sean, and I'm well, hope you're well, that the previous president had as far as Donald Trump and the hostility. It's more hospitable with Joe Biden. But I don't know if you saw Mr. Biden's public schedule today, but basically he had one event at 8:45 in the morning. It was virtual, so he didn't have to go anywhere. And that's it. That was his day after a three-day weekend where he also did nothing. So while all these crises that you just laid out are happening, the president simply is not working in any capacity. And here are his numbers now, because people are noticing, even with the favorable press covers that we're seeing, Biden coming into office was plus 13 with independents. In other words, he was 13 points higher in approval than disapproval. He's now minus 23 in a matter of 10 months. That is a 33-point swing with the voters that decide elections in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. So I don't know even know what to say at this point. I've never seen a presidency go this badly so quickly, where you just laid it out. We live in a more expensive country right now because of inflation. We live in a less safe country because of crime. We live in a country that does not have a border currently at the U.S. southern border, and 2.3 million people are going to come into this country illegally this year. That's the equivalent to the population of Houston, which is our fourth largest populated city. And then finally, obviously, Afghanistan is a big mess. And then put on top of that what's going on in our educational system and the pushing of things like critical race.
You can add China to the mix. Yeah, you can add Afghanistan, as you said, to the mix. Add all of it. There's nothing going well here. And I don't see any hope or signs of any improvement. You know, Nancy Pelosi literally telling the press today, well, you could do a better job of selling Biden's economic plan. Did you hear this? Let me play it for you.
Our latest CBS News poll shows that only about 10% of Americans describe themselves as knowing a lot of specific things that are in the reconciliation package, and that the majority don't know anything at all. So do you think you need to do a better job at messaging, and going forward, how do you sell this if ultimately you have to?
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there. And but it is true, it is hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package. But it is a vast bill. It has a lot in it, and we'll have to continue to make sure the public does. But whether they know it or not, they overwhelmingly support it.
No, they don't support it, Joe Concha. Polls are showing it's a disaster to the American people.
And that's the best. She's telling reporters that you should be selling this better for us. Like, she can't believe that this isn't getting completely and totally favorable coverage. But again, I mentioned that inflation is at a 30-year high right now. So the solution is to spend trillions of more dollars, new dollars. You put that into the economy, I'm pretty sure it weakens the dollar even further. And you look at the people, Sean, that are in charge of certain things in this government. So, for example, Kamala Harris is in charge of the border. And there's this big meeting with Blinken, the Secretary Secretary of State down in Mexico to, I guess, address the core problems or whatever. And Kamala isn't even invited, or she doesn't go. She's in New Jersey instead, and she's talking about space exploration with child actors. I mean, you can't make this up, right? Literally, the name of the production company that put together this YouTube video for Kamala as far as space exploration is called Sinking Ship Entertainment. I mean, boy, does that capture the moment or what? And then supply chain. That is going to be the big story of the last 3 months, from my estimation, in the media as far as something that impacts every American, like you talked about before. Who's in charge there? Pete Buttigieg, right? He is the Secretary of Transportation. You know what his experience was going into this? He was mayor of South Bend, friggin' Indiana, which has 100,000 people in their population, has no rail, no airport, and something like one bus station. And he's in charge of fixing this problem? And then I look at the media coverage of Buttigieg, and know what they're talking about? How he just became a new father now, how difficult it is to raise twins. I can't make this up. So, yeah, that's why everybody feels so hopeless right now, because the people in charge, whether it's Biden, Harris, Buttigieg, Blinken, you name it, no one seems to be capable of doing their jobs at this point. I have no trust that there's a savior within this administration that can say, here's how we should be doing things, guys, because that person doesn't exist.
And what happens next? We already have a worker shortage. I mean, there's one interesting statistic that came out. I think it was, 4.3 billion people. And this was on the cover of Drudge. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this can't possibly be true, because 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in a month. They don't care. Now, you've got the mandate issue, which is resulting in thousands and thousands of members of our military. They don't show any interest at all whatsoever in getting the jab. Forget about the COVID, the right, the wrong of it, or what they decide in consultation with their doctor. But it's also happening with police officers. It's also happening with teachers. It's happening. Look at Southwest Airlines and the battle over the pilots, in spite of the comments of the CEO, which I didn't find particularly truthful in my view. It's obvious what's going on here. You've got a massive rebellion. What impact is all that going to have on the economy?
I'll focus on the police part first, because it's funny. I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine. He's been a police officer for more than 20 years. He wanted to work into his 50s because he liked his job. And over the last year or two, he has become completely demoralized because he sees the way that he's portrayed in the media, he and his fellow police officers. He sees how we allow these riots to happen in these cities, and our leaders don't seem to do anything about it. They almost cheer it on in some level. They march with Black Lives Matter, for example. They never stand behind the cops. I mean, we're not talking about every mayor in every town, obviously, but at least the Democratic ones, and he works in a Democratic city. So he's going to retire now. He's going to take his pension and go home and try something else, perhaps, because he is completely demoralized at this point because of the way he is portrayed and his fellow officers are portrayed. So that's one big problem, and that's why you see this huge spike in crime in these cities, and on top of not enforcing the laws in the books, right? And then as far as our economy, I mean, I would kill for a Jimmy Carter presidency right now. I was kind of young at the time, but I've read enough about it. But boy, does it mirror it, right? Stagflation, like you mentioned, the Middle East, that's a complete catastrophe. But at least with Carter, you knew that you had a president that was coherent in trying to fix the problem. Here you have a president who doesn't appear to have all his faculties about him and isn't even interested in fixing the problem based on his work schedule that we see every day, which is almost non-existent.
Oh, he's now taken 26% of the time in his presidency in Delaware. That's where he's, I guess, doing everything from. Quick break. More with Joe Concha on the other side. Then your call's coming up. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Don't forget Hannity, 9 Eastern tonight, Fox News Channel, as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home?
Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. More with media contributor for the Fox News Channel, Joe Concha, also columnist for The Hill. Look at the high cost of gasoline. New York City now, it's over $5 a gallon in some places. Same with cities in California, over $5 a gallon. Now, if the supply remains artificially low because Joe Biden is giving in and caving in to the new Green Deal radical socialist, which he is, and now we have stopped the Keystone XL pipeline, they're stopping other pipelines, they've stopped exploration in Anwar, and I never thought we'd see a president once again, after finally achieving energy independence, begging OPEC to increase production. That's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, OPEC said no. Now for the first time in years, we'll have to really worry again about the Straits of Hormuz and what the Iranian mullahs might do to some of these tankers in the Straits. Now we have to worry about countries that hate our guts in the Middle East, providing the lifeblood of every economy, which is energy. So all of this now is going to get exponentially worse as the markets now adapt to these conditions, all of which, just like Afghanistan, just like the border, these are self-inflicted wounds of Biden. Now, politically, where does this end up?
Was set 5 minutes into this administration, right? 5 minutes after Joe Biden takes office, he signs that order to end the Keystone pipeline and any new construction to it. And that was exactly where you knew you're going to go. Okay, the progressives want this. He's going to do it. Didn't even think about the consequences around this. As you mentioned, gas prices hitting a 7-year high. We talked about raising taxes or lowering taxes on people between inflation and these gas prices going where they are. That is a tax on everybody. And the people that get hit the hardest are the low and middle class who can't absorb this. They don't have room in their budget.
Oh, well, hang on, Joe, you're not telling this audience the truth, because the only people that'll pay a penny more in taxes, and you have Biden's word for it, just like 13 days before he abandoned Americans, he said he wouldn't abandon a single one. But Joe Biden says only Americans paying $400,000 a year or making $400,000 a year will be impacted by his tax increases. Well, the inflation tax came out. You read the New York Post. I read it every day. And when you average it out for every household in America, it comes to a grand total of $2,100 a year in the Biden inflation tax. And that inflation tax is about to get bigger. You get the last 30 seconds.
You got it. Look, I'm going to praise a Clinton here, and his name is Bill Clinton. And in 1996, he did something extremely shrewd, which was he saw what he was doing in his first term. It wasn't working, right? So he said, you know what? I got to change. I got to pivot. I'll work with Newt Gingrich. I will end the welfare state and big government as we know it. And Clinton went on to win a landslide in 96, relatively.
The era of big government is over. The end of welfare as we know it. It was actually 95, not 96, but it did pave the way for his reelection. That's absolutely correct.
95 to 96. Joe Biden showed no ability to pivot or even change course at this point. He's going to go down this rabbit hole with the squad, and it's going to be ugly.
All right, Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, should have his own show on media. He's the only one that's honest in his analysis of media. 800-941-SHAWN is a number. Your call's coming up next in the course of the program here today. First, I want to remind you, Linda, get ready. She loves Chamonix. It's like her favorite thing to talk about. Samantha from Arcadia agrees with Linda, raving about Chamonix products. I love Genucel. I love plant stem cell therapy. I've used it all over my face, under my eyes. It's cleared up the flakiness and even reduced my forehead lines. Someone even asked if I had, quote, work done. Nope, just Genucel by Chamonix. Thank you. Over a million products sold to women and men. And probably the biggest advocate is Linda.
100%. We're coming into the winter months. Your skin's going to get dry. You want to still look good. You're going to be outside. You know you have to use their products. They're all natural. They're affordable. They're made in America. They kept everybody hired through COVID. It's just an awesome company. They got awesome products.
Awesome.
Awesome.
By the way, you're even going to save money. You'll see the difference yourself. 50% off their most popular packages. Just go online to Genucel.com. Now, on top of 50% off, because you listen to this program, when you go to Genucel.com, get your 50% off. Just put in the code at checkout, Sean, S-E-A-N 30, Sean 30 at checkout, and you get an additional $30 off, and you get upgraded to free priority shipping. Genucel.com to look your best. Genucel.com from our friends at Chamonix. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. As promised, straight to our busy phones. Nicole is in Florida. Nicole, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, how are you today?
I'm good, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about fuel prices. All I hear is about gasoline. We need to talk about diesel for the truck drivers.
Are you a truck driver?
Yes, sir.
First of all, thank you, because if we didn't have truck drivers like you, Nicole, our grocery stores would be empty. There'd be nothing on the shelves. There'd be nothing on the shelves at our local drugstores. We'd have nothing in any store. No stores would be open but for truck drivers like yourself. So thank you for what you do every day. And by the way, you are paying, how much more are you paying to fill up a tank?
It just went up 50 cents a gallon within 3 days.
Wow.
And we're paying $3.50 a gallon.
And what were you paying a year ago?
$2.50.
Mm-hmm. By the way, now, I assume, Nicole, knowing how hard a job it is to be a truck driver, I've got to assume you're not going to take less pay. I would assume, I don't know if you work for yourself or you work for a company, but I would assume that they're not going to make less money for the same work and load. They have trucks to pay for, right? Or they leased them. So they've got to pay their bills, too. So I would assume that everything you drop off at every store, every product you deliver, that what's going to happen is it's going to cost more to ship everything. Is that a fair analysis?
Yes, sir. However, I deliver sand and rock, which is DOT products for infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Do you work for one company? Do you drive for one company, or do you have your own rig, or what do you do?
Right, yeah. I am an owner-operator, so I have to pay
good
for everything.
Well, no, okay. I mean, but you also get to deduct it, which is a good idea. I have friends of mine in the trucking business. There's really only two questions truck drivers want answered when they're looking at a company. Number one, do you require a vaccine? And number two, do you offer a W-2? That's what I hear from my friends in the trucking business. And I'm like, no, take the 1099. You get to deduct things.
I'm an owner-operator, so I do the 1099.
Right, which is smart because you get to deduct your lunches, you get to deduct your dinners, you get to deduct, you know, if you have to stop at a place and stay overnight and get a hotel room, you have to pay for that, too, that you get to deduct that. Those are all part of business expenses. I'm not an accountant, but just basic fundamental knowledge. So the bottom line is you're not charging less. You're not making less. And the companies that you're hauling for, they're not going to take the hit also. So that means all of those costs are passed on to we the people, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the fuel has gone up within 3 days, 50 cents, diesel fuel. And the reason I was calling you is because I listen to you on 104.5 in Jacksonville, Florida, all day long. And I watch Fox News and you all at night, and they're talking about gasoline prices. They're not talking about diesel.
Well, I've been talking
prices.
About trucking a lot, and I just assume people know that it's diesel. But I've been saying that means everything you buy in every store you're paying more for. And I was specifically referring to people like yourself, Nicole, that deliver all of the goods and services to every store we all go to. So
right.
I've been mentioning it my way. I can get more specific and say it that way. But the bottom line is every single load is now costing you more and costing every place you deliver more to have it delivered. That's just a fact. Now, next
exactly.
question. Has the supply chain issue impacted your work, your job, your industry? Or because it seems like you have a regular account, maybe it did not?
Yes, sir. Oh, it does. Definitely. Just say on one particular load that actually don't even get paid a fuel surcharge on, now costs me, it, like I would get paid $290 on, and you take fuel away from that, I would get, you know, after fuel, I would get $240. Now, it's costing me, or it's only paying me $155 with the cost of fuel. Yeah,
that cuts what you're getting paid. Listen, this is now needless suffering. Now, understand this. Supply and demand, I've explained this all day today, crisscross dictate price. You artificially reduce the supply and the demand remains the same. You don't need to have a Harvard business degree to figure out, oh, prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up dramatically. That's what we're watching.
It's simple math.
It's simple math, eco 101. Anyway,
sir.
Nicole, I love chatting with you. God bless you. Please be safe on the road. Thank you for all you do to put food in our stomachs and you know, medicines in our systems when we need it and everything else you deliver. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Sean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Patty is in South Dakota. What's up, Patty? How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. I'm glad to be on the air. I've never done that before, so.
Glad you called. Well, thank you.
Thank you. What I wanted to bring up, Sean, and I'm sure maybe has been brought up before, but as I talk with people, I'm really concerned about the statement that's being made that talks about the greater good.
You mean like Anthony Fauci, you have to give up your freedoms in some instances for the greater good?
Right.
Or the hell with your freedoms, as some people have been saying, the hell with your freedom. No, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to give up my freedom.
Right. And it's such a nice, friendly, little fuzzy statement that makes you feel like normal people are like, that's so nice. Oh, we're all going to contribute. And I talk to them, and every time I mention that to somebody, and I say, but don't you think that people have the individual right to choose what happens to them as long as they're not breaking the Ten Commandments?
That mantra only works. It's my body, my choice. That only works if you're a liberal talking about one specific issue. It doesn't get applied across the board. But when you really think about it, every American should give up 95% of what they make for the greater good. You can use that argument on everything. I'm not willing to give up my liberty and freedom. I've given everybody every admonition I have about taking COVID seriously. I think I've been responsible without playing doctor because I don't have a medical degree. You know, but short of that, you know, we were told that if we got the vaccine, we were safe. So now it's a choice of every American.
Yep.
And you know, they didn't tell us about the breakthrough cases, nor do they seem even desirous to inform people of therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies that have shown to be highly effective, which is, I assume, why Ron DeSantis set up the monoclonal antibody centers all throughout Florida. And then Joe Biden decides to ration it away when we don't even have a shortage of it. He's playing politics with COVID because they have a one-size-fits-all strategy, and that's everybody vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. That's all they say. Well, if you have a breakthrough case, what do you do then? That's where I would suggest you talk to your doctor about monoclonal antibody treatments like Regeneron. I'm not making the decision for you. I'm just telling you what I would do.
And Sean, this is a slippery slope. This is just one item on the docket. I mean, it goes from there to our bank accounts, to our taxes, to our property rights. I mean, for the greater good, you can just about start picking anything as we lose our personal liberty and rights.
Give up 95% of the money you make for the greater good. Start there.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much what they want anyway. That is redistribution, right? That is share the wealth. Yep. That is socialism, you know, authoritarianism, statism, communism, whatever name, form, manifestation, you name it, to each according to their need. From each according to their ability for the greater good. You can use it in every capacity. Anyway, thanks, Patty. Great call from South Dakota. We appreciate you checking in. Good first time call. Call back again. Ruben is in the United Socialist Utopia, as known as California. What's up, Ruben? How are you?
Sean, the man. I'm doing great. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, sir. Hanging in there.
Yeah, me too. Big fan of the show. First time calling ever on national radio, so I'm a little nervous, but I'll try to get this out.
Sound great. What's going on?
Here on the CDC's website, they posted back in July that the PCR test is no longer going to be used come January 1st in 2022.
Okay, I did not see that. That's news to me.
Yes, and that's the exact test that we're using at, I might add, higher cycles than even Fauci himself said. Anything over 30 cycles to 35 cycles will give you 100% positive, a false positive test. And we're
there's definitely instances of a false positive. I mean, look at, for example, what happened with the ladies of The View. You know, in the middle of the show, they were asked to leave the set, and they were told they had tested positive. Turns out they weren't positive. So that would be, you know, perfect example of what you're saying. I am looking. Yes. Lab alert, changes to CDC, PCR, SARS testing. Yeah, you're right about all of that.
Yes. Oh, of course. Yes, it's an information war. That's our ammo. We have to have the right, proper info. You know, this is a, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it seems like a little criminal takeover. We keep asking ourselves how these people are able to rationalize all the decisions they're making. It doesn't make sense. Well, we're not thinking quite like they are now, are we? And, you know, everything your other callers were mentioning and you, too, about, you know, the supply chain issues and all that stuff, it's all, you know, the Great Reset, COVID-19. Klaus Schwab, the chairman and founder of the World Economic Forum, I mean, they had a meeting in Davos last year about this very topic. You know, we're kind of late to the game. They've been on it. And one more point I wanted to bring up about that PCR test is that we're using those numbers to justify all these lockdowns and the destruction of our nation. And they're running the thresholds at way higher than the recommended threshold, even by the inventor, Kerry Mullis himself. He said his test should never be used to detect for any infectious disease, especially at anything over 30 amplifications. And that's from...
No, the PCR test that I know... And, you know, I've had more tests than I could shake a stick at, like everybody else.
But actually,
a friend of mine had a breakthrough case, and he had it confirmed by a lab, but he used an Abbott home test. Now, it's not FDA approved, but it was accurate in his case. And I've heard from other people that it's about 99% accurate, if you want to look into that. CDC, if we're to go back the last 2 years and just scour the CDC site, from start to finish, and all the contradictions and that they have sent out there. One day it's don't wear a mask. The next day it's one mask, two masks, three. You know, it just never stops changing because they screwed this up as bad as you can possibly screw it up. And that's why, you know, I think this plays a big role in people's vaccine hesitancy and resistance. Why should we trust you? You got everything else wrong. I think that's the mindset of many, many people. And, you know, or I'll take my chances with monoclonal antibodies only if I need it. Now, you can argue, well, at that point, you're sort of getting the virus within your system, but you would have already caught the virus, which is the only reason you'd get the infusion. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens. I'll tell you that. I mean, when you have so many people in the military saying no to the mandate, teachers saying no, truck drivers saying no, police officers saying no, everybody saying no. What's going to happen then? On top of the bad state of the economy that we've been discussing pretty much all day today. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We've got a great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. I mean, there's so much of a disaster. Look at the economy, a disaster. The cost of everything going through the roof. Supply chain, disaster. Energy policy, disaster. Afghanistan, disaster. The communist Chinese in Taiwan, a disaster. Our border, a disaster. COVID, a disaster. Energy independence given up, and it's now impacting the entire world. A disaster. I told you it's a disaster. Anyway, that's 9 Eastern tonight. Please set your DVR. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. Lindsey Graham, by the way, down at the border doing a special report. They tried to clean it up so he would not have a visual of what they didn't want him to see. Don Jr. tonight, Mark Meadows tonight, Pete Hegseth tonight, Joe Concha, Miranda Devine. 9 Eastern, news you won't get from the mob. Hannity, Fox News. We'll see them back here tomorrow. You make the show possible. We never forget it.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.